beyond nuts, boss. It gets better.
U.S. Army Colonel Hannibal Smith leads his squad of Special Forces troops into the most dangerous situations, always with a meticulous plan and ready to do what it takes to stop the bad guys. When his Alpha team gets framed for war crimes, something they did not and would not do, they escape from prison, join together again, and fight to clear their names while also continuing to take down the bad guys. Oscar nominee Liam Neeson stars as Hannibal, leader of the A-Team.
Well, these guys know no fear, and that's really interesting. I mean, I'm scared when I wake up in the morning, just what the day's going to entail. We'll not get into that, but it's interesting, the scenes these guys do, it's like, God, they actually are not scared. And that's an amazing quality, I think. You know? I'd love to have that quality in real life, you know.
Neeson recalls the original 1980s TV series was popular when he was a young actor making his mark on the Irish stage, but he admits it wasn't one of his favorites.
It was very, very popular. It wasn't my cup of tea, to be honest. I was in my 20s and I was in professional theater, so it wasn't my... It was my nieces and nephews were crazy about it, and it was hugely successful and popular, and still is, in reruns.
Co-writer and director Joe Carnahan says he shared Neeson's attitude toward the TV series.
I was not the biggest fan of the show as a kid, so I think that probably helped, because I didn't have all these things I thought I had to pay homage to, I guess.
On the other hand, Sharlto Copley, who starred in the 2009 smash District 9 and plays the A-Team daredevil pilot Murdoch, says the popular TV show was a major influence on him growing up in South Africa and actually sparked his interest in acting.
I was a huge fan of the A-Team as a child. There was very little I could do in terms of, you know, as a fan, in terms of what the film was going to do, what the script was going to do, but I just brought everything I could to try and honor a character that was a big part of my childhood, and I think was a big part of a lot of other people's childhoods, and I hope from my section of playing Murdoch that I've done that for people.
I'm told you're a hell of a chopper pilot.
The best, sir.
I'm not getting on the chopper with this nut job.
Who is this guy?
I got to kill.
Murdoch!
Hold on!
I'm
on top something I saw in a cartoon once!
What are you talking about cartoon for? Get up the hell out of here!
We got a hot chopper to the six!
The interesting thing about the character, although on the one hand is very comedic, there's a lightness with which, when you view the world through those kind of eyes, nothing is actually as serious as you might think.
What does this do?
Come on. Oh. Come on, Murdoch.
I got lucky.
Oh.
Hang on, boys.
Bradley Cooper is the daring and dashing member of the team, nicknamed Face.
I love Face. I love his sort of childlike enjoyment of what he did. And he's the first guy in, last guy out, and he'd die for his friends in a heartbeat. And at my greatest, I'd be, you know, one-eighth of Face. So I really loved playing that guy.
Cooper adds that it wasn't all fun and games. Some serious fighting and weapons training was involved.
I found myself discovering new bruises every time I came home at night. Epsom salts were my savior on this movie. I still have a scar, actually, from the butt of the M4. Mm-hmm. I still have it from the training. Yeah, I got banged up on this movie.
Liam Neeson also had his share of injuries, making the over-the-top adventure seem real.
I tore my rotator cuff in the first week, just bursting through the van in the opening sequence, coming to save Bradley's character. So I had a dead arm for like 3 months. It was awfully painful. But the guys rallied around. I don't think you'd notice.
In fact, says Neeson, it was the camaraderie in character as well as off-screen that made the experience memorable for him, and Neeson believes that comes through to the audience.
It's something clicked. We all liked each other, and we liked being with each other and looked forward to going to work every day. So it was as simple as that, and as complex as that, too.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The A-Team also features Jessica Biel as an Army intelligence officer who has a history with members of the team. Mixed martial arts fighter Quentin Rampage Jackson is B.A. Bad Attitude Baracus, Mr. T's character in the original TV show. And Patrick Wilson is a less than honorable spy who attempts to sidetrack these do-gooders. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.